Good morning, children. Channeling the spirit of Aaron Clary. Watched a good Aaron Clary video last night where he spent, I think he was drunk, where he spent 20 minutes berating English teachers for being the worthless cunts that they are. It's pretty fucking hilarious. Mostly because it's true. I should link that video in the show notes. See if I remember to do that. Just got out of bed not too long ago. Randy and I are here at the studio. I'm drinking my coffee. It's going to be possibly a mellow episode. Bunch of stuff I want to talk about. And yeah, I missed more episodes last week, but it's my busy season's almost over. You can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, motherfucking moan. You can shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget the ever-present and the most likely third possibility that is in fact true. You are wrong and I am right. So, fuck you. Fuck you and fuck your feelings. Episode 150, stating the obvious. You can go listen to it. English teacher video. Making a note for myself. Hi there, I am the Great One himself. And this is Stating the Obvious Podcast, the weapons platform. The cruise missile of my intellect that aims at one of the destructive motherfuckers all around the world. That's how we roll here. My god, the fucking millennials, they are the dumbest fucking... I don't even know if I should call them humans, because I don't think they're even human. These are the dumbest fucking people. We're going to talk about how stupid, by we, I mean I. I'm going to talk about how stupid some fucking millennials are. My god. You're fucking dumb. First, though, I want to just cover some other bases. What's that? Yes, I should do that. Thank you. My brain... It's going to be a slow start here, guys. Hang with me. It's going to be good. It's going to be okay, though. It's going to be okay. Yes. Yes, dear. All right, Randy's reminding me of everything I need to do. For example, I need to point out that today is the 28th of April, 2015. This is Stating the Obvious Podcast from the Cynical Libertarian Society, and I am the Great One himself. You can send us email at God, that's dog spelled backwards, God, at cynlibsoc.com. Find us on the interwebs at cynlibsoc.com, and you can find me on the Twitterverse at cynlibsoc. Also on the Google Plus and the Facebook, but again, I don't hang out there. I don't respond to anything there. It just goes out. So if you want to follow on one of those places, just get updates when a new podcast comes out. That's good, but don't expect any kind of interaction. And then, of course, over on the YouTubes, got the YouTubes channel. I don't actually know what the YouTubes address is. What the hell is our YouTubes address? Well, you're supposed to know. It's your job to know this shit. And then, of course, when I go to it, it's going to start playing the podcast. I fucking hate YouTube's autoplay shit. God, that's fucking stupid. Over on the YouTubes, I'm also CYNLIBSOC. There it is. Hey, look. Stating the Obvious 195 through 198 called Why Statism, all four parts of my brilliant podcast entitled Why Statism. It's got 200 views. That's it. Well, there's 200 smart people out there. Of course, most of those views are just the video auto-starting when somebody goes to the page. There's probably only been like one person watch it all the way through, if that. Why Statism? It's a brilliant series I did in which I explain why statism is primarily, well, by primarily I mean entirely, motivated by fear. And I have another brilliant podcast coming up. We'll touch on this a little bit about why victimhood is the gateway drug to statism. That is to say that being a victim will always lead to statism, and that's why you cannot be a feminist and an anarcho-capitalist. I'm sitting here looking at the Twitter feed of somebody called MK Lords, who is a chick who I think might be fuckable, and she claims to be an anarchist. And I only noticed her existence because on the Freedom Fiends Facebook page, they posted a link to an article where she was poking fun at a Stefan Molyneux video in which he pointed out that women who wear makeup are wearing makeup so as to mislead men. Which, of course, is true, but again, like a true fucking feminist, this MK Lords is, of course, totally okay with women lying to men. You know, and Stefan Molyneux points this out in the video. And the title of the video is Makeup is Evil, which is one of those things I suspect Stefan named it that to get attention, just like I purposely name some of my podcast things that are more offensive, if you can believe that, than the actual content, because that's how you get people to look at things on the internet, right? If you just say something like, let's examine what's going on when women wear makeup, nobody's going to watch that. But if you say makeup is evil, people are going to watch it. But everything Stefan said, he did two short videos on this, everything he said in both of those videos is completely true. I mean, women put on makeup so as to lie about their appearance. And they're lying about their appearance to men. Right? I mean, and to other women, of course, because women are constantly trying to drag each other down to the lowest level. We've talked about this before. This is why women tell skinny girls, oh, you need to eat food and gain weight. Because fat women know they will never be skinny, and so they want any woman who is not as fat as them to become as fat as them so that they have less competition for men and for resources. So, I mean, yes, women wear makeup so as to look more attractive, so as to gain better access to resources. I mean, again, this is a fact, and there's nothing here to argue with. There's not a fucking thing here to argue with. But so this MK Lords babe decided she needed to make fun of that, so that's how I found out she existed. Like I said, she looks fuckable, but I haven't really done a lot of research, and by research, I mean typing things into Google. Because I don't care. But I was looking at her Twitter feed, and I see this person in the Twitter feed of MK Lords, who MK Lords followed. Her name is Chelsea Anarchy. And her little bio here on Twitter says, I love dogs, so we know that she's mentally disturbed. Because, again, dogs are statist. Cats are anarcho-capitalist. Dogs are the only animals in existence other than, well, even human babies can shit by themselves. Dogs are the only animals in existence that need a human to help them take a shit. Again, I live in a, here in Fort Collins, everybody has a dog. All my neighbors have dogs. I live in a small apartment complex. Everybody in this fucking place has a dog, and I hear them in their backyards all the time with their dogs going, oh, go potty, go pee pee. Oh, good girl, you went potty. It's like you have to take your fucking animal outside and encourage the animal to take a shit. And then tell it it's a good girl because it took a shit. I mean, if that's fucking statism right there. When you have an animal that cannot fucking shit by itself. And you can't leave dogs at home by themselves. I know this because all my neighbors' dogs sit in the backyards and howl and bark all day long because they're not getting attention. They're just like women. If they're not constantly getting attention, they fucking whine and cry. Cats, of course, can be left alone to their own devices. Cats can take a shit without human intervention. Cats are anarcho-capitalist, dogs are statist. So anyhow, Chelsea likes dogs, tacos, wine, okay, that's fine, sci-fi, 90s hip-hop, and Netflix. This whole fucking thing with women and Netflix. I'm going to make fun of this sometime in the future. But go on OkCupid and start looking at girls' profiles. If you don't have an OkCupid account, just make one just to go on and look at the profiles of girls. And look at how many girls under the... Because if you don't know OkCupid, it asks you questions like, tell us about yourself. What are you good at? What are your favorite things? What are you doing with your life? Stuff like that. And you will see how many women, like under, what are you doing with your life? They will write, watching Netflix. Or, what are you good at? They will write Netflix binges. I mean, we have reached a point in our society where sitting around watching television, watching not just television, watching Netflix, this is considered an activity. This is what women on the internet, on OkCupid, will actually admit that, what are you doing with your life? I'm watching Netflix. Well, my God, aren't you fucking contributing to society, you worthless little parasitical fucking whore? And yes, there are plenty of parasitical men, and okay, I'll be the first one to admit I don't read the profiles of men on OkCupid. So, if you're a chick, and or if you're a gay guy and you read the profiles of men, if men put down in their profiles that Netflix is an activity that they do, or Netflix is what they do on Friday night, or Netflix is what they're doing with their life, or Netflix is what they're good at, let me know. Because if men are that fucking worthless too, I will be happy to come on this podcast and point that out. But this fucking Netflix, like Netflix is this thing that you, like Netflix is a, like biking or skiing or painting, like Netflix has become an activity for women in our society today. That's how fucking passive and worthless they have become as a gender. And yes, I don't want to hear about the fucking exception. I know that you know a woman who doesn't watch Netflix. I don't give a fuck. I'm talking about the hundreds of thousands that think watching Netflix is an activity, and that it's something you do with your life, and that it's something you tell people. I like Netflix. Well, you know what? I like breathing oxygen. I don't have to point it out. It's just fucking pathetic. And of course, this Chelsea Anarchy looks young. She's a member of the medicated generation, probably. So there we go. The fucking millennials. God damn it. They are the stupidest fucking generation ever. Okay. After Netflix, she has hashtag libertarian, hashtag feminist, hashtag trans ally. Okay, look, people, you cannot be a libertarian. Again, by libertarian, she obviously doesn't mean anarcho-capitalist. She means Republican or something. I don't know what the fuck she means. You cannot be a libertarian and a feminist. And I'm going to go into this in great depth when I talk about how victimhood is the gateway drug to statism. Here's why you can't be a it's like global warming. When people say global warming, you have to understand what these words mean. As I have said before, I do not believe in global warming, the religious ideology. Do I believe that the weather changes? Well, yes, it obviously does. Do I believe that the climate changes? It doesn't matter what I believe, as Stefan Molyneux would say. The climate does change. My belief is irrelevant. The climate of the planet Earth has been changing since the planet Earth existed, and it will continue to change. Global warming has nothing to do with the climate changing. Global warming is an ideological belief that the climate is changing, and this is a bad thing, and that it is caused by heterosexual white men who have jobs and vote Republican, and that there have to be more laws and more government control and more taxes in order to stop global warming, because if global warming continues, the sea levels will rise, and rich people who live on the coastline in California and Florida will have their property threatened, and this will be a bad thing because rich people will suffer. And of course, that anyone who does not believe in global warming is not a real scientist and is a denier. Which is interesting because the people who believe in global warming also don't believe in natural selection and evolution. If you have giraffes evolved with long necks so that they could eat foliage up at the top of the trees. Now, if you have giraffes that have shorter necks, those giraffes died out thanks to natural selection, and the giraffes with the longer necks survived. Now, statists would show up and say, well, that's not fair, and statists would take leaves away from the giraffes with the tall necks and create a welfare program to give those leaves, the foliage, to the giraffes with the short necks, because it's unfair that the long-necked giraffes can eat more foliage than the short-necked giraffes, and they would keep the short-necked giraffes alive. Statists would circumvent evolution because this is what they do when you give people welfare, when you give them food stamps, when you keep people who should be dying off, right? When you provide all of these federal subsidies so that the poorest, most unintelligent people in our society can reproduce, They're the ones doing all the reproducing. This is why the population is getting dumber and dumber and dumber. Thus, we come back to the millennials. This is how you get the millennials. This is how you get a generation that is this fucking stupid, is by circumventing evolution, right? The parents of most of these children should not have been allowed to reproduce and would not have been able to reproduce if they had to provide their own food and shelter and clothing and all of this other stuff, but because of government subsidies, circumventing evolution and circumventing natural selection, these people are making children who are dumber than ever. And so these same fuckers who claim they believe in science and believe in global warming, which is not science, it's a religion, deny the existence and deny the functionality and deny the purpose of evolution and natural selection. So it's just fucking hilarious. So anyway, how the fuck did I get there from here? You can't be a feminist and a libertarian, is where I think I started. How the fuck did I get to global warming? Yes! Okay, because, here's the thing. So you can't believe in global warming and believe in science, because global warming is a religion and all this other stuff that goes with it. Now, here's how that ties in. You cannot be a feminist and be an anarcho-capitalist at the same time. It is impossible, again, because what is feminism? Feminism is the belief that men are oppressing women, that women are oppressed. Now, in order to believe this, and of course that there must be equality and all this other stuff. Now, in order to believe all of this, first of all, you have to not be capable of math. Again, how many fucking videos have been done on the wage gap? I just watched another one by Stefan Molyneux. Maddox did a great video on the wage gap. There is no fucking wage gap. There's no fucking wage gap. To be a feminist, you have to fucking deny math. Okay? No, one out of three or one out of one or whatever the number is this week, women in college are not raped. It's not true. In order to be a feminist, you have to not be able to understand statistics. You have to not be able to see through bullshit. In order to be a feminist, you have to believe that women are being victimized, even though if you look around you, you see women all over the place spending shit tons of money, receiving shit tons of money from men and both. Hold on. Needed more coffee. Sorry about all the fucking coughing at the microphone there. If you look around you, you see women all over the fucking place spending money. Money that they're getting from men, both directly and indirectly. Men they're married to, men they're dating, men they're getting alimony from and child support from, men who are being taxed in order to provide these women with welfare and WIC and Social Security and food stamps and all this other shit. You see women receiving all of this fucking money taken from men and given to them. That's not oppression. You see women walking around covered in tattoos and piercings and looking like whores. That's not oppression. You see women whining and sniveling. You see women stopping conversations. You see people having conversations and women showing up and saying, my feelings are hurt by this. And these conversations being shut down if they're held on social, like on Feminist Book or anything like that, any social media where a woman gets offended by anything, the conversation is immediately censored and shut down. So none of this is oppression. So in order to be a feminist, you have to be completely fucking stupid, because these are the things that make feminism. These are the beliefs that go to feminism. Feminism is the idea that women are oppressed, women are paid less, women are constantly harassed by men, that sex is rape, all this other shit. You cannot be a feminist and anarcho-capitalist, because a feminist, by definition, views women as victims. Women are victims in the feminist ideology. You cannot be a feminist without thinking that women are victims. Because if women are not victims, then all of the wage gap and the rape and everything else vanishes and you don't need feminism anymore. Now, once you've accepted that women are victims, which you must accept in order to be a feminist, well, then you want them to stop being victims. The only way you can get around to women not being victims anymore is by passing laws. And once you want to pass laws, well, now you're a fucking statist. If you really believe that women make less money, if you're really that fucking dumb, I've never heard anybody come up with any non-statist. No, wait. God, my fucking brain hurts. I've never heard a statist come up with any solution to this supposed non-existent wage gap other than passing more laws. Like the fucking bitch from Reddit who said, we're going to make a rule. We're going to make a rule that nobody can negotiate for their salaries because men are better negotiators than women. I mean, that's statism. You're making a rule that people are not allowed to negotiate. It may not be at a government level. It's in the corporation. It's in the business. But still, you have a business. You're going to make a law. It's what it is. It's a law. You're going to make a rule, a law, in your company that people are not allowed to have conversations, that they're not allowed to negotiate for a pay raise because women are disadvantaged, because women are such great communicators. I mean, that's statism. When you tell your employees they can't negotiate for a pay raise, when you control their speech, that's what feminism leads to. You cannot be a feminist without being a statist. You can't do it. Any more than you can, you cannot be a global warming wacko and claim that you understand and apply the scientific principle to things, because global warming goes against science. Global warming is a denial of science. Global warming is a religious ideology. You can't be a feminist and be a fucking libertarian / anarcho-capitalist at the same time. You can pretend you are, but you can't be, because feminism requires victimhood, and anybody who claims to be a victim at some point is going to want to start getting, I was just going to say repercussions, that's not the right word, restitution for their victimhood. And restitution can only come at the point of a gun. It can only come with the government taking things away from a group of people and giving it to someone else. It can only come with making rules and making laws and limiting people's freedom of speech. So all of these fucking feminists out there who are trying to pretend that they're anarcho-capitalists or libertarians or whatever the fuck you want to call it, I'm just done with it, man. I'm fucking... Again, I talked about this. The fucking left is now infiltrating the anarcho-capitalist sphere. Right, I mean, I think it was a two-part podcast ranting about Republicans who try to call themselves libertarians because they know Republican and conservative are dirty words. And now, just as I predicted, because my shit always comes true, now the fucking left, actually the left has been doing this for a while, the left, especially the fucking feminist, are trying to muscle their way in to the ANCAP movement because, again, and I've talked about this, because there's these stupid people out there who think that anarcho-capitalism means you have to be accepting of everything. And as I pointed out, no, it doesn't. Anarcho-capitalism does not, for example, I do not have to accept or approve of or be an ally of transsexuals. I don't have to do that. I can make fun of transsexuals all day long. I can think transsexuals are pieces of shit. I can dislike transsexuals. I cannot hang out with transsexuals. And I just pick transsexuals because this dumb bimbo is a trans ally. You know, you substitute whatever. Jews, black people, women, children, dogs, homosexuals, Asians, whatever. I can do any of these things I want. As long as I do not initiate aggression against them, and as long as I respect their property rights. And the same thing for me. You can be an anarcho-capitalist, and you can be a trans. You could be a trans Asian with one eye. Okay, great. You can fucking hate me with a passion. You can go on the internet. You can make fun of me. You can make jokes about heterosexual white men who work for a living. You totally cool. As long as you don't initiate aggression against me, and no, speech is not aggression. Speech is not aggression. Nice try. Leaving comments on YouTube, not aggression. People leave hateful comments on my YouTube channel. Totally cool. That is not aggression. I disagree with those people. I'll make fun of those people. I might even hate those people. Okay, but it's not aggression when they make comments on my YouTube channel attacking me, disagreeing. And I say attacking, well, see, it's aggression. No, it's not physically attacking. It's intellectually attacking. It's maybe personally attacking in some cases, but it's not aggression. It's not physical aggression because I'm not a fucking feminist, because I'm not a millennial. My feelings aren't hurt by this shit because I'm a fucking grown-up and I understand that other people have different opinions than I do, and I'm okay with that. Okay, so speech, as much as the fucking feminists out there want it to be, speech is not aggression. So this one-eyed Asian transsexual can hate me all day long. He, she, it can leave comments on my YouTube channel calling me a fucking racist. You know, whatever. As long as this person doesn't initiate aggression against me or steal any of my property, I'm totally fine with that. I don't have a problem with that. This person might even make some good points once in a while. It's fine. You can't be a feminist and be a libertarian. It's pathetic, and I wish you people would fucking just get over it. I was just looking at Chelsea Anarchy's Twitter feed just to see how hilarious it might be. Oh God, she's from Southeast Michigan. Michigan, oh God. Oh. Boo. Alright, sorry, I'm getting distracted. Alright, what else was I going to do? I had found something else that I was going to talk about. Oh, yes. As those of you who listen to this cast on any kind of a regular basis know, I am way behind in the world of current events. Way, way behind. What's the thing? Thank you. Great, we're at 28 minutes. I haven't got around to bitching about millennials yet. It's coming. Oh, I have a list. Randy, did you see the list? No, here it is. Look. They're so fucking dumb. Oh my God, they're so fucking dumb. They're so dumb. All right. I should probably do this, and then I should get to bitching about millennials, and then I can come back to other stuff if I have time. I'm way behind on stuff. This morning I got on the Google and I Googled for Gray State, which is the movie that is being made about the United States of America after martial law has been declared, because I wanted to find out what the status of it was, because it just sort of dropped out of my mind that it existed. And I find out that apparently this was back in January. The filmmaker, David Crowley, who was making this movie, The Gray State, about the government of the United States declaring martial law in the United States, was found dead in his home with his wife and their 5-year-old daughter. And I haven't done much research. By that I mean I've read this one article. Apparently there was a gun found in the house and it was suspicious. Well, that's interesting. Isn't it nice to know that the police are there when you find 3 dead people in a house? The police are suspicious. Fucking Christ. And of course, the police stated the situation appears to have been a murder-suicide. Oh, appears to have been. So the police are militarized, they have body armor, they have sniper rifles, They have armored cars. They can't figure out. It appears to be a murder-suicide. Well, you would think by now you'd be able to look at some dead bodies and the position of the gun and all this other shit, maybe figure out if they killed themselves or not. Why in the fuck would this guy kill himself? He's in the middle of making a goddamn movie. People who are in the middle of big projects usually don't kill themselves. How many people do you know who are like, I'm in the middle of writing a book. I'm going to do something great. I think I'll kill myself. You know, I've started a business and I'm making this business work and I think I'm going to kill myself. So I'm painting this masterpiece. This is going to be a great painting. I think I'm going to kill myself. I'm writing some really good computer software here. This shit is going to revolutionize what the fuck ever. I'm writing some great software. This shit is going to be fucking awesome. I believe I'm going to kill myself. I'm in the middle of running a 20-mile marathon. I'm doing really good. I couldn't be any happier. I think I'm going to go ahead and kill myself. The guy's making a fucking movie, which obviously he wanted to make because he's doing it. He's making a movie about something not very popular. So obviously he's passionate and driven to create this movie because most, you know, I mean, your typical loser does not make a movie about the government of the United States declaring martial law and shooting civilians, okay? Most people make movies about some fucking idiot who transforms into a banana one morning and then has a love affair with Meg Ryan or, you know, what the fuck ever. What the fuck ever movies are about these days with a bunch of CGI in it, right? Why would this guy kill himself and his family? Of course it's suspicious, you dumbasses. Point is, apparently we'll never get to see the movie Gray State. I saw this thing on YouTube, it's like, oh, Gray State, the uncut, whatever, and I thought, oh, well, it's going to be the footage. At least I can see the footage that they shot, because we know they shot some footage, because they have trailers. And I took a look at it, it's like this almost 3-hour long documentary. I'm like, no, what the fuck is this? I want to see the fucking Gray State footage. So anyhow, we'll probably never see that movie now because this guy just died. Murder, suicide, my ass. Again, the government is at some point going to have to start killing people who speak out against it. I've said this before, they have to. In order for the government to continue, at some point, it has to start silencing people such as myself. All right. Let's talk about the medicated generation. Let's talk about the millennials. So I have this thing called a job. Some of you out there will not be familiar with this because you're on welfare and food stamps. And basically what you do for a living is vote Democrat. Or you're a public school teacher. I have this thing called a job. And I work with some of the most worthless humans on the planet because unfortunately, I don't know what's going on right now that we cannot find any good people to hire. But the expression good help is hard to find, a theory that one of the people I work with floated was maybe it's because marijuana is legal now here in Colorado, and apparently, I don't know how true this actually is, but apparently you can get paid something like $15 an hour to sit around and cut marijuana, clip marijuana, whatever the term is. I know virtually nothing about marijuana culture, so what? But I'm assuming, I do know this, you don't smoke the leaves, you smoke the flowers. Even I know that. Apparently, you know, you have to take the plants and you have to cut the flowers off and trim out all the leaf and stem and everything or something. So I don't know. Apparently you can get $15 an hour to do this. Again, don't know if it's true. It's just, I don't fucking know anything about this shit. I'm not against marijuana. It's just that I was about to tell a lie. See, again, this is the difference between me as the great one, that I'm always right, I'm never wrong, and you as that I have self-awareness. I was about to say, I don't need drugs to alter my state so that I can be functional. But, of course, that's a lie. I do need drugs to alter my state. I have an e-cigarette in my hand right now. There's nicotine in there. That's a drug. It's altering my state. I also have a cup of coffee over here. That's a drug. It's altering my state. And, of course, exercise is a drug in the sense, if drug is something that alters your state, well, exercise is a drug. When I go trail running, it alters my state. When I listen to music, it alters my state. When I do this podcast, it alters my state. My state of mind is what I mean when I say state, not the state with a capital S. My state, my personal state of mind, my emotional, mental, physical state. So I actually do need drugs to alter my state. I use outside influences to alter my state all the time. But I don't need or desire marijuana to alter my state because I have other things that can do that for me. So anyhow, we're trying to figure out. Hold on. Randy, where's my fucking water bottle? Ah, Christ. Yeah, hang on. Yep, you were right. That's where it was. See, that's why you're here, because I have no fucking idea what I'm doing. Ah. Alright, that made quite a difference. I needed some nice, clean, refreshing water. Water, drink some fucking water, people. Alright. Sorry for this little interlude where you're having to listen to me pour coffee and drink water. I'll try to get to bitching about millennials here really soon. Just hang with me. Okay. Can't find anybody who can do any fucking work. And it's not that hard. It's an event company. What we do is somewhat labor intensive and some long hours, but it's just worth it. So let's just start. Okay, listen, this is just random order. Do I be sure and get, yes, okay. Here's who I work with. I got one guy who knows what he's doing, but he has a bad attitude. I got this chick who has 4 years of college, degree in theater, supposedly is a lighting designer, has no fucking clue, doesn't know anything about lighting, theater. I mean, she's just dumber than shit. And she also, of course, again, sorry girls, women are not equal. Every time it's time to move heavy objects, we play the female card. I sent her the other day, I said, go get 4 sandbags and bring them over here. She goes and she gets one of the men who is working on another project and asks him to carry the sandbags for her because she can't carry them. Because they're too heavy. Right, and this is just, I did 2 podcasts on why women shouldn't be in charge in the workplace, and I mean, here you go. Women in the workplace, if you cannot carry you can't go to other people and say, hey, come do my job for me. That's why you're paid less. You're actually not paid less. There is no wage gap, but that's why women should be paid less when they are in the workplace, and they shouldn't be in the workplace. Everybody in the workplace can carry a sandbag except you. Because, oh, you're a woman. Well, you should be paid less money. You cannot perform to the same standards. If your feelings are hurt, I just don't give a fuck. It's like math. 2 + 2 = 4. Men can carry heavy objects. Part of the job is carrying a heavy object. If you cannot carry a heavy object, and a sandbag doesn't weigh that much, it's like, what, 20 fucking pounds at the most. Can't carry 20 pounds, get the fuck out of Dodge. So she's worthless. She can't even push road cases. Loading or unloading the truck, she's worthless. Then I got the 3 stooges. One of them was in prison, then he was on probation for doing meth, and now he's finally off probation, so now he smokes dope all the time, and he's homeless, which, nothing against homeless people, but we'll get to it. He's homeless, so he doesn't have to pay rent, but he's getting paid. He's working shit tons of hours. He should have plenty of money, but he can't feed himself. We'll get to that. Then the other two guys are just fucking stoners. And so these three are just like stoned all the fucking time. Like all the fucking time when I'm working. They're just stoned. And I've said this recently, and I'm saying it again. Now that marijuana is legal, and now that I'm having to work with people who just, you know, just openly just on the toke all day long and are just fucking stoned all day long. It's like, man, you people have got to get a fucking life. It's like, look, I like to drink alcohol, but I can refrain from drinking alcohol. You know, again, back to, yeah, I have my drugs. We all have our drugs. I like alcohol. But somehow or another, I can manage to refrain from drinking alcohol while I'm at work. I can do that. Because it's not that fucking hard to not drink alcohol while I'm working. But the stoners, they can't fucking go more than a couple of hours without a toke. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ, people. You people are fucking losers. Okay. So let's just go over some of the things that these idiots, and all these motherfuckers are young kids. These are all fucking medicated generation / millennials. Let's go over. Oh, and then there's this other person who's kind of a part-timer. We're at this gig the other day, and he's like, so he works for another company, and we're going to haul that company's stuff back to our shop so that company could pick it up. And he's like, can you send some guys over here to carry all of my equipment to your truck? I'm like, no, we're striking our own equipment. You need to carry your equipment to our truck. Our truck where we're doing you a favor and carrying your equipment back to the shop. I mean, this little fucking shitbird millennial wants me to send my crew over for my crew to stop doing their job to come over and carry his stuff to our truck. Because he's a millennial. He's not going to carry his own equipment to the truck. Oh, fuck no. God, you little fuckers are so spoiled. Julie Berensky, who is a Republican who calls herself a libertarian, I made fun of her in that video. She's not a libertarian, she's a Republican. But she just did I just watched, I don't know how long ago she did it, video making fun of a millennial who didn't get a job because the millennial went to the job dressed like a whore and can't figure out why she didn't get the job. If I remember right, I will video on job millennial. If I remember, I will put that in the show notes for this also, because it was pretty funny. All right. Here we go. Here's the millennials that I work with. We're putting spandex tablecloths on a table. So this is, it's a tablecloth and it's spandex. It goes over the table and it sort of hugs the table. And then you have the four little clips at the bottom that you stick under the legs of the table so the tablecloth stays down. These dumbasses, instead of putting the tablecloth over the table while it's in the upright position and just flicking the clips underneath the legs, they flip the table on the fucking side. And they're trying to put it on with the table laying on its side because they're too goddamn dumb. And this is the thing too, like I've noticed millennials will not do things like bend over. They will not kneel down to pick things up. It's like they can't kneel to work. It's like this same person, I'm not even going to name who's doing which of these, just roll with me because I don't have time to fucking point out which of these stupid employees is guilty of which. All of them are guilty of all of this. The fucking dumb bitch I work with, she comes to me and she's got like this handful of cables and we're in this event center and she's like, can I use the table as a workspace? And the people who work in the event center have put clean tablecloths on the tables, and they're sitting the tables with silverware and plates and stuff. And she wants to use the table as a workspace because she can't bend down and use the floor. God fucking forbid, you know, that she have to fucking bend at the knees in order to do something. I'm like, no, you can't use the fucking table as a workspace. The people who work here that you have no fucking... This is the millennials. They're so fucking inconsiderate. All they care about is themselves. The other people who work in this event center are setting the tables. They don't want you to throw our dirty equipment on their clean tablecloth. But she doesn't get this. She has not a fucking clue. Because all she cares about is herself. You fucking millennials cannot see... you can't see anything except yourselves. And this is why millennials are so focused on talking about how they care about the environment and they care about this and they care about that, because they don't. You don't give a fuck about anything other than yourself. Anything that inconveniences you, just, it cannot be held. Anyway, okay. They load all the shit in the truck. They lock the truck up with the padlock. They drive to the location. They get there. Nobody has a key to unlock the padlock, so they gotta wait for me to show up because I'm the only person with a key. Nobody thought, hey, we're gonna lock this. Who has the fucking key to the padlock? Because that requires thinking into the future. That requires being aware of something other than yourself and your own personal needs right there in this moment, which is all millennials can focus on. It's all about me right now in the moment. So we go to this event, we do this event all the fucking time, and we're unloading all this shit, and we rent shit from another company for the event, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, we're looking around, there's all these tables, and it's like, so, hey, where are the chairs at? They're like, huh? It's like, you remember the chairs? We're supposed to have chairs with all of these tables? Like, oh, we didn't get any chairs. It's like, really? We've done this event how many fucking times? There you have a bunch of tables, you didn't get any chairs because it never occurred to you that the tables need chairs. That's the fucking millennials. Then this fucking bitch who has 4 years of college, she has a degree in theater, she doesn't know how to use a screw gun. It's a fucking screw gun. You put the little bit in there, it goes zzz, and she did not know how the screw gun fucking works. She's trying to get the bit to go in. I'm like, you have the wrong fucking bit, okay? There's two kinds of screw guns. You got the ones that with the slippy locky and the ones with the twisty locky. You need different bits for each one. This is a slippy locky. You have a twisty locky kind of bit. You need the other bit. She had no fucking clue what I'm talking about. 4 fucking years of college. College degree. Cannot use a fucking screw gun. Goddamn millennial. They never close doors behind themselves. Every time we're working someplace, we go to any fucking venue, I have to walk around behind them and close the fucking doors. They'll prop the doors open and they'll push our gear in. And will they go back and close the fucking door behind them? No, they can't fucking do it. Closing the door, too fucking difficult for these little shits. And when they prop the doors open, you have the door stop, right? So smart people know that you push the door open, you see how far it goes, then you pull it back a little bit, you put the door stop in. That way, when it's time to take the door stop out, you can push the door off of the door stop because the door isn't open all the way. You haven't expanded the full range of the movement of the hinges. You can push the door open a little bit, pull out the door stop, and good. No. They're so fucking stupid because they don't understand mechanics. They don't understand physics or mechanics or anything. They push the door all the way open to the full extent of the hinges. Then they shove the door stop under there and they kick it in so it stays in place. Then when it's time to get the fucking door stop out, you can't push the door back anymore because they've gone all the way, and the door stop is jammed under there, so you have to fucking break a goddamn fingernail or get a goddamn hammer or a screwdriver or something to get the fucking door stop out because they're just fucking stupid. They do not understand physics. They take objects and they lean objects against road cases. A road case is on wheels. They take an object, they lean the object against another object that's on wheels. Well, what happens? The object on wheels rolls away and the object falls over. Or if it's a short that you grab the road case and you move the road case without noticing there's an object leaning on it, because normal, non-stupid people don't lean objects on road cases, and the object falls over. But they don't get it. They cannot grasp this. They go into a fucking venue. They lean shit against the wall. It's like, what are you doing? This is a wall. You're in a venue. This is a nice wall. You don't lean shit against the wall because the wall can get scratched. You don't put shit on the tables that have clean tablecloths on them because the tablecloths get dirty. I have to explain this over and over and over because they're so fucking dumb. Why can you not figure this? When you go in someone else's house, do you put your fucking dirty shoes on their kitchen table? But I have to explain this shit to them because they're so fucking dumb. We're carrying stuff around, and she picks up one stool at a time. Instead of picking up a stool in each hand and carrying it across the room and then going back and getting a stool in each hand, they carry one stool at a time because, oh my God, we can't pick up two objects. And they walk so slow. Oh my God. And they just stand there. I mean, we're working, and we got to go get some ladders. And so there's this one fucking idiot, one of the stoners. He's standing there just holding this drape. And so I have to walk across the room and get the first ladder and bring it over. And he's still standing there. Well, we need three ladders to do this. Okay, well, I guess I'll go get a second ladder. And I go get the second ladder. I walk, and he's still just standing there holding the drape, doing nothing. Well, gee, let me go get the third ladder for you. Because God forbid you put that piece of fabric down on the floor because you'd have to bend at the fucking knees. And God forbid you walk across the fucking room and pick up the ladder and carry it back over here so you can do your job. Why don't you just fucking stand right there and wait for me to bring you what you need in order to do your fucking job? Randy, we're going to go over a little bit. Deal with it. Hold the music. I'll cue you. All right. Where am I on my list? Oh, and then when they do pull the fucking door stopper out and actually close the door behind them, they take the door stopper and they throw it. Drop it. Leave it. Right in the middle of the floor. Like, you open the door and a foot and a half in the doorway is the door stopper. I'm not making this shit up. Right in the fucking middle of the walkway. Let's leave the door stopper right in the middle of the walkway where somebody can open the door, walk in, and stumble on the fucking thing. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. Why do I have to explain to people that you don't leave the door stopper right in the middle of the fucking walkway? I mean, this is the smartest generation ever. These little fuckers, they're geniuses. They're so goddamn intelligent. They're going to change the fucking world. They're just stupider and lazy. And again, it's because they don't give a fuck about anything except themselves. It's like, for me to take this door stopper and to put it somewhere other than right in the middle of the walkway would have required me to do 2 seconds extra worth of effort. And I'm not going to do that because I am so fucking selfish and self-centered, and I'm privileged and I'm entitled, and I just don't give a fuck about other people. And that's why I'm on social media fucking talking about how I care about global warming and poor people and all this other shit, because I don't actually give a fuck about nothing except myself. I mean, my God, the fucking door stopper. You leave it right in the middle of the walkway. What the fuck? And why do I have to explain this to people? God damn it, they're stupid. So then I told the dumb bitch, I said, you need to neaten that because there's this power cable running from the electric plug off to a light. And it's just like thrown on the floor. And it's in the walkway. And it's lit. I'm like, you need to neaten the cable. And she's like, what do you mean by neaten the cable? It's like, Jesus fucking Christ. Imagine your people. You're walking into this venue. This is the fucking main entrance. And there's this power cable just laying there on the floor. Not even, just bundled up. Move it out of the fucking walkway. Again, 4 years of college. You don't understand that the main walkway where, I mean, there's going to be 150, 200 people come into this venue, and there's this fucking piece of cable laying right there in the path of where all 200 of them are going to have to fucking walk. And you don't understand what I mean by neatening the cable. Jesus fucking Christ. I have to explain to a goddamn millennial that you should move. But again, we'll just take the door stopper and throw it right in the middle of the fucking walkway because we don't give a fuck about anyone except ourselves because we are millennials and we are entitled and we're privileged and we're special. Again, they don't understand physics. You have a road case, Okay, the road case has a lid. You open the lid, you lift the lid up. The lid is on the hinge. The fucking smartest generation ever will push the road case around by grabbing on the lid, because in order to push the road case by the actual case part, right, you would have to bend over. And we can't fuck, they can't fucking bend over. No, no, no. That's other people do that bending over shit. They are millennials. They cannot bend over. They don't do that shit. You'd have to bend over and grab the road case and push there. So they push it by the lid. Now, again, let's do some fucking physics here. I know this is hard. I know you have no intelligence, no mechanical skills. When the road case is closed, you got the hinge on the one side, you got the latches on the other side, and then there's grooves in the lid that lock the lid and the body together. So you can push on the lid because the lid is structurally sound, and you've got, you don't have any torque points because the lid is essentially attached to the body, so it's one piece. Once you lift the lid up, when you push on the lid, you're putting torque on the hinges because the road case is full of equipment. The equipment is heavy. So you're pushing on the lid, it's torquing the hinge, it's bending the metal of the hinge. Now, when you try to close the lid of the road case, it doesn't close properly because you've bent the hinge. You have damaged the equipment. But you can't, they don't get it. To me, this is inherent because, you know, I'm not fucking medicated. I'm not on Twitter all day long. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Instagram. I'm not a fucking whore. I'm not a goddamn social media whore who needs attention all motherfucking day. I don't Google everything. I am not the smartest generation ever. And yet, I can figure that out. They can't. They're fucking dumb. They're so fucking dumb. And it's either they're too stupid to know they're damaging the equipment, or they just don't give a shit. And again, this is why you can't get a job, you little fucking filthy millennials. Because you're stupid, and because you don't care. Why should someone hire you when you're going to fuck up the equipment that the company owns? I spend more time fixing things that these little fuckers break, and I'm sick of it. They're fucking dumber than shit. All right, where are we on the list? See, can't close. And then when they do close the road cases, they don't know how to fucking close them right. They don't know how to latch them. I find road cases all the time. The lid is down, but they're not latched. If you close the fucking case, latch the goddamn lid. Again, I shouldn't have to fucking explain this to people, but I do. Okay, they come to work and they eat. I walk in to work the other day. I walk in and there's two of them. One of them is sitting down. The other one is standing up. And they're both eating. Can you people fucking eat on your own time? They are on the clock. They're at work. They are getting paid. I mean, this is not like lunch break. This is the start of the day. We start work at motherfucking 10:30 a.m. It's 10:30 a.m. That's when we roll in. They're eating food. You can't eat food at home before you come to work. I'm going to do a gig today after I do this podcast. Before I go, I'm going to eat food. They come to work, they get on the clock, and then they take a break and eat food. Because the idea that they should eat food on their own time, completely alien to them. Every time we go to work, when we roll out to a location, we have to go by the store so they can buy energy drinks. Because it never occurs to them that they can go to the grocery store on their own time in order to buy energy drinks. No, they have to go shopping while they're getting paid. One of the people, the fucking homeless guy, actually said that so we're having this conversation. He said something to the effect of, our boss needs to understand that we're just like a vehicle. You have to put fuel in a car for it to go, and you've got to put food into us for us to work. Because he was bitching that the person who owns the company does not buy the employees food. So this is the millennial. This is the millennial meth head fucking dope smoking attitude towards the world. That my boss needs to buy me food. I need to eat on the clock. I need to go to the grocery store on the clock. And my boss needs to buy me the food that I'm getting paid to eat. It's like, hey, your boss is buying you food. Your boss gives you this thing called a paycheck. You stupid fucking millennials are supposed to take your paycheck and go to the grocery store and buy your own fucking food. I mean, this is how fucking pathetic you little fucking filthy millennial shits are. You expect the person you work for not just to pay you, but to actually pay you to eat food and to pay you to eat food that he buys for you. Because you can't buy your own fucking food and eat it on your own time. You can't go to the grocery store. You have to be paid money to go to the grocery store to buy a fucking energy drink. God damn it, you little fucking shits are so stunningly worthless. And put down the fucking cell phone. Put down the fucking cell phone. My God, we're at work. Everybody's pulling out their cell phones and texting and making phone calls. I mean, the dumb bitch with a theater degree, she's standing on the phone, talking on the phone while everybody else is loading the truck. What's she doing? She's on the cell phone talking to her friends. We're at a fucking gig. One of her friends shows up on location. Everybody else is working. She walks away to go hang out with her friend while she's getting paid, while the rest of us are working. Because, oh my God, it's all about me. Because I'm a fucking millennial. I'm entitled. I'm special. I don't have to fucking work. There's a reason why you little shits are despised by almost everyone around you. And it's because you're a bunch of motherfucking stupid, worthless, ignorant little shits. Why? Why do I have to explain to you not to put shit on a clean tablecloth in a venue? I mean, the fact that is not common sense. Why I have to fucking go behind you and close the doors? Why you don't understand that taking the doorstop and dropping it in the middle of the fucking walkway is wrong? This is common fucking sense, people. God damn it, even the fucking baby boomers, as dumb as they are, even Gen X, as dumb as they are, not as dumb as you. You fucking millennials are the dumbest fucking, and I hesitate to even call you humans, the dumbest fucking organic beings that have ever walked the goddamn earth. I don't bother with the other side. I'm always right. So, yeah, that's it. All right, I'm out. I gotta go fucking babysit a bunch of goddamn millennials for the rest of the day. And pretty soon, podcasting will be back to normal. I'm gonna still get my shit together. I got a lot going on. All right, thanks a lot, y'all. Bye.